This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Algeria's prime minister on Saturday criticized foreign maneuvers he said were aimed to destabilize it after Washington recognized Morocco's sovereignty over Western Sahara in exchange for that country normalizing ties with Israel. The prime minister's comments were Algeria's first reaction to the U.S. decision. In reference to Israel, he added, quote, "There is now a desire by the Zionist entity to come closer to our borders," end quote. Algeria neighbors Morocco and backs the Polisario Front, which has campaigned for independence for the former Spanish colony of Western Sahara since the 1970s. Britain on Saturday readied armed Royal Navy ships to patrol its fishing waters if tempers flare after a no-deal Brexit. The move comes as a make-or-break deadline approached for talks with the European Union. Four 80-meter vessels have been placed on standby to guard British waters from EU trawlers in case the two sides decide to abandon efforts to secure a free trade agreement on Sunday. The development is part of increased contingency planning on both sides of the channel. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said it is very, very likely the talks will fail and Britain will revert to World Trade Organization terms with its largest single trading partner. European leaders have also been told the chances of a deal are slim, with both sides at loggerheads over rules to govern fair competition and fishing rights in British territorial waters. Deal or no deal, Britain will leave the EU single market and customs union on the evening of December 31st, more than 4 years after a landmark referendum on membership of the bloc. WTO terms would mean tariffs and quotas, driving up prices for businesses and consumers, and the reintroduction of border checks for the first time in decades.